thanks to the Secretariat. I just want to add here, yes, I'm also thinking that the road markings is an issue that we should tackle with in this group. Even that's the experience from Austria, road markings are not so popular because they have the problem with the snow surface that it's not visible for all road users. So the legal basis is not as strong as a road sign. Nevertheless, the sharers are spread over Europe now of road markings, and it's a common instrument for promoting cycling or to show the cyclists where to use the carriageway surface. Traffic lights, thanks to Alexander for this suggestion, we think it will also be in quite interesting issue. And I just would add in discussion possible elements of cycling infrastructure, which was not covered at the moment in the discussion. We did not discuss cycling parking as an infrastructure element, which could be maybe also interesting. We discussed it in the break, the shared space soon. If it's also an end element of cycling infrastructure, we should consider it. And of course, also pedestrian zones where cycling is allowed. But that's more the discussion for the cycling network. If we consider that it's an appropriate cycling infrastructure for the network or not, it's maybe not the discussion for the group of road signs and signals, because it's already implemented or possible to implement pedestrian zones with cycling allowance. Yes. Belgium has raised his flag. Mr. Kerlhoff, the floor is yours.